Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Truth Behind Adventure Time, written by Anonymous. I'm sure by now you've heard of the children's TV show, Adventure Time. It is very popular. I am a pretty big fan of the show myself. It's a cute show with a good storyline, which is more than I could say for a lot of cartoons these days. But it's the story behind the show that's rather upsetting. Finn was a 13-year-old boy who was extremely lonely, having no friends and being ignored by his mother, who was having a difficult time enough trying to support him working two jobs. His only friend was his loyal dog, Jake. A few years later, Jake died of old age. After Jake's passing, Finn got extremely depressed and attempted to commit suicide via overdose. Rather than dying, though, he fell into a coma and was stuck in the hospital. Doctors feared he would never wake up from his coma. Sadly, they were correct, as Finn would never wake up from his coma stuck in a perpetual dream and fantasy world Finn had always dreamed of, and told Jake about it. In this world, Finn and Jake went on crazy adventures to save princesses that were madly in love with Finn. Jake had a girlfriend named Lady Rainicorn, who was a rainbow-colored unicorn who only spoke Korean, which led to only Jake understanding her. Finn, however, was in love with Princess Bubblegum, who ruled the Candy Kingdom, but she could never decide whether Finn was her friend or her lover, which served to be a constant source of frustration for Finn. His greatest rival was the Ice King, an evil king who ruled the Ice Kingdom, who was upset and depressed because he was forever alone. So he kidnapped princesses to pleasure him. The Ice King had an intense jealousy for Finn because the princesses loved him so much. More and more characters came into the picture. More candy people. More talking inanimate objects. And more adventuring. Finn had went completely insane. It was no normal child's imagination at work. Finn would remain in a coma until his dying days, adventuring with his dead dog, Jake, never aging, never changing. It was forever Adventure Time. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.